Hey, what's up?
Hey, what are you doing here?
What that? Get that microphone right up
right
to
you. Here. Oh, I like it.
I do. That's nice. You look very cute today in your little flannel shirt.
Thank you.
It's Seattle-y of you, isn't
folly.
It?
It's a folly.
Welcome to Gang of Two, a hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
That's us. Thank you to everybody who listens to this podcart. We're the only people that do a podcart. We found our niche.
We have.
You know, that's it right there. We were looking for a niche.
Niche.
We figured, hey, no one does a podcart.
That's right.
So on today's show, no Andas. Although we would like to thank the Andas again for coming on.
That was fun.
Yeah, a really good response. A lot of people liked it. A lot of guys were saying, hey, man, I didn't know that. I forget what the one example they said was.
It would have been nice had you
really would have been planned.
Made a note.
Yeah, well, I should have made a note about that, but I didn't make a note. I might think of it before the end of the show, though.
All right.
But thank you to the Andas. We'll have them back again because we've decided we wanted to do a
karaoke show.
No.
Damn it.
You love your karaoke. No, one about all about sex,
baby.
It's all about sex, baby. No, it's but I don't know if I want to hear about their sex life.
Yeah, I don't.
It's kind of personal to me.
Yeah, especially it's a friend, family or friends. I don't want to know. I'm hoping they have sex, but I don't need to know the details.
I never have talked to my really close friends about my sex life, and vice versa.
Yeah.
It's, I know the girls think that's what guys do. Oh, did you fuck her? Did you do this?
Yeah, that's pretty much what we think.
When it comes to my buddies, I know that, let's just say we started going out.
Well, we did at one time.
At one point, we did. At one point, I'm sure one of them said, so tell me about the Sherry chick. Is she cool?
Probably Jeff, especially.
And No. And I said, hey, she's cool. I would have said, here's the way I imagine. Oh, she's cool. You going to see her again? Yeah, I think I'd like to see her again. That would be it. There would never be, did you bang her? What did you do? Did you goosh all over her?
Or if they did ask that, you wouldn't answer? What would you have done if a friend had asked that?
Listen, people ask about our sex life a lot on the Lex and Terry show.
They do?
Oh, yeah. But
weird.
Of course. You know, and you know what? A lot of the people on our show talk about it.
They were ours?
Not about ours, but I will just say, well, I'm married. What do you think? You know, that's pretty much it. I don't like to get into all the details.
Yeah, it's nobody's
business.
I'm not
a kiss and tell kind of guy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And my friends have never been that way.
Yeah.
So we're recording this here on a Sunday afternoon.
It's beautiful
it's
here.
It's halftime of the football game. The Seahawks are ahead of the Cowboys by 8. But if you're watching the game, if you watched the game yesterday, you noticed it was pretty because it was the national game and the weather was beautiful. We went for a walk today.
Yeah, it was nice.
We went over and did some grocery shopping. We walked over by the Space Needle. We looked at the brand new arena.
Yeah.
You got
a nice little video of that.
Got a video of that on my Instagram page if you want to check that out. I'm sure it's still there if you're listening to this right now.
Oh, yeah.
And we saw a bunch of homeless people. So there's that.
Oh, yeah. Homeless people. Yeah. Always homeless people.
We got them. We got them all over here. I mean, it was like dodging. It was like a landmine on the way.
Did you hear the story about the one that fell down a elevator shaft?
A homeless person did?
Yeah. It was just over across the street from here.
Like in someone's building? Or?
Well, I think it was like an abandoned building.
Yeah?
It was all boarded up.
Oh, okay.
But some people got in there, and I think it was probably homeless people. Probably Thurston.
Oh, yeah, we have names for everybody.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Thurston move.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
It does. It's classic Thurston.
Classic Thurston.
It's classic Thurston.
Thurston Howler the Third.
Yes, his name. He comes out and screams. Listen, I know we sound insensitive, but when you live in a big city, you have your locals. You have your local people that you see. You get your local dogs that you know that we talk. Maui is a cute dog. Mm-hmm. He's a little Australian or American Shepherd, but he's super sweet.
Yeah.
We met two dogs yesterday. Names were?
Winston and?
Winston's a baby golden retriever.
Yeah.
Beautiful little puppy.
Yeah, he was cute.
Really cute. And then the other one was, hold on, it was a little white dog, and he was at the coffee shop, and he was where they used to give treats out before COVID.
Yeah.
He really thought he was going to get a treat in that window.
He really was insisting.
What was his name? Gosh, dang it.
Elliot or something?
No, it was like a bunch. It was like four syllables.
Einstein?
It was really funny.
It was E.
E or an I or something, but it was really cute. It was a cute dog.
Yeah.
So, so my bottom, what I'm getting at is we know the dog's names.
Right.
We know some of the people's names.
Not many, but yes.
Some of our local shop people that we know, we know their names.
Yeah.
Since we don't know the homeless people's names, we've named them.
We have.
And they're there. They are.
And this guy.
Thurston Howler III.
He likes to howl.
Just around sunset. It's true. It's late.
I've heard him in the middle of the night too.
Oh, really?
Yes,
it's late. But you see him walking around, and he's got some problems.
He's not well,
and you feel bad. But he's intimidating, so you don't want to like walk up and go, "Hey, what do you need?"
He's very tall,
and he's angry all the time.
Yeah, he's very angry.
And so when the sun starts to go down and it starts to feel that way, this is no joke. He starts just screaming. So we've named him Thurston Howler III.
Yeah.
And it sounds like a Thurston move. I haven't seen him in a while. Maybe that was him that went down the thing.
Maybe it was.
Well, that's sad. Did they die?
I never heard anything else after that.
No.
I haven't followed up.
All right. Coming up here in a little bit, we got a Dear Dumbs. And we haven't done one in a couple weeks or a week or so. So we got a Dear Dumbs. It's I'm wondering if it's a real one, by the way.
I don't care. You know, if it's fake, I don't even care. More power to you.
In fact, I'm not going to say their name because I have a feeling that they're trying to make fun of somebody if it's real. Okay, because it's written by a guy, and if the email's right, and it could be right, it's a gay situation. So, but it looks like they're trying to call somebody out and make them look like an idiot. So we'll get to that here and say, I know you're looking at me like I'm an idiot.
No.
But there you go. Streaming. We are not streaming today, obviously, this show. I am shooting for Monday.
This Monday? Tomorrow?
Yeah, a week from today, when this thing releases on Monday, a week from today, we have to decide exactly what time is going to be good for us.
And my hair.
And your hair. What time is going to be good for you? Because we're going to be on camera.
Uh-huh.
We're not going to necessarily do it every Monday, but I think it's time to get some streaming shows in there for sure.
Okay.
We'll give it a try. I'm excited about giving it a try. You're not. Okay, good. So we went to a restaurant last night, one of our favorite restaurants in town, and it was very sad.
God, it was sad.
Because it's great. If you go to the Instagram page, you've seen some of the pictures. It's called Manolin, and it's a cool little neighborhood restaurant.
It really is.
It's definitely
a
local thing, a great vibe. The staff is awesome.
Yeah.
The food is unfreaking believable.
Yes.
And hang on a second.
Okay, that's not this kind. That's not for this show. You got the wrong show for that, mister.
I can't believe you did that. Should have said pull my finger.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, they closed, and so, you know, we almost ordered almost everything on the menu.
It was a small menu.
It's a small menu, but you even said to the waiter, you said something about... should we order the other salad too?
Are we going to be gluttonous if we do that?
And what did he say?
He said something about, I'm going to find that highly offensive if you do.
If you order that. And then we offered to buy the entire staff a beer at the end of the night.
Yeah.
And they said, you know what? You don't have to do that.
He was very nice. He said, thank you very much.
We're raiding the bar.
Yeah, they're raiding the bar.
They're raiding the bar.
But they had, and I didn't think they would do that because they have a second property. They have another restaurant.
Move some of the stuff over there.
Yeah, I figured it would all go over there.
Well, it's very sad, and I hope they open up.
They say they're coming back again in the spring.
They're going to do a little remodeling. I hope that that's the way it is.
It better be.
Because
we're coming for your ass.
Because it's one of those places people always ask us when they're coming to Seattle, what is a great place to eat? What do you recommend? And if you want a true vibe of Seattle, you want to go to... You don't want to go to the Seattle P.F. Chang's. You know, you don't want to go to the Seattle Cheesecake Factory. No, you don't want to do that. You want to go to a neighborhood restaurant.
Yes.
And I don't even consider the ones in our neighborhood a neighborhood restaurant because we're right downtown. This is in a small little neighborhood. It's kind of cool.
We have to drive to it. We normally walk to things, but that one we drive to.
But man, it was so, so good. We're going to wish them the best of luck.
Yeah.
And on the way home, we were feeling good. We had a couple of drinks. And we were playing playing some music.
Yeah, it was nice.
And we're singing on the at the top of our lungs on the way home.
I don't think we saw a homeless person.
You were a DJ. Then all of a sudden, a live, I don't even know how, I'm not pissed off at Apple Music.
Yeah, they suck.
Because we were at the restaurant.
Yeah.
And we heard this song, and it was Ace Frehley or Frehley or ever, however you ever say his name, the guy from Kiss.
Yeah.
Back in the New York Groove.
Great song.
Is that the name of the song?
Yes, great song.
So we tagged it, and we said, oh, we're going to download that. So we downloaded it right at the table. I shared it with you, and I think Apple put every Ace Frehley song in my queue.
Library, yeah.
I hate that.
I do, too. You know what else I hate?
What?
When you try and shuffle music. Do you ever use that?
I do it
a lot. You shuffle what's in your library, right?
Yeah.
And I always like to do songs. I don't like to shuffle albums or artists. So I like to do songs. Just give me my favorite songs, and I don't want to know in what order. But they always, instead of the songs, it's always artists. They don't know. So you'll get like a, you know, Ace Frehley song, and then the next one Ace Frehley song in your...
Really?
Yeah.
So maybe you're not clicking it right.
No.
Because
I've done it a million times.
Well, mine does that. Mine hits it right. But
it's also with my that Nike training app that I have.
Yeah.
I work out with. So maybe... It doesn't work really good together. I don't know.
I mean, and then all of a sudden they put live music. I hate recorded live concert stuff. Right. Even some of my favorite bands like Cheap Trick at Budokan.
Yeah.
There's two albums that I will listen to live, and that's it.
Yeah.
And that is, what do you think they are?
I have no idea.
Live at Budokan, Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
And that Neil Diamond Hot August Night. You make fun of my Neil Diamond.
I love Neil Diamond.
I love me some goddamn Neil Diamond. But they were playing, somehow live Stevie Nicks, Fleetwood Mac came on, and it just, I was like, get that fucking thing off my thing.
So then you're reminiscing about how she hit on you.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and I told you, if I was single at the time, I'd have fucked her. If she let me.
And let's be honest, she was not in her prime.
She was not in her prime.
She was pretty...
But it's scoreboard.
Unattractive.
It's a scoreboard thing.
Am I right?
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. For those of you that have never heard the story, Lex and I were doing a show live from the Grammys. And it was the end of the day. All of the guests had gone. And all of a sudden they said, Stevie Nicks just arrived. She's late. Would you guys like to interview her? And we were packing up, getting ready to go. And we said, absolutely. They said, you're going to have to take the sandwich off the table because we were eating it. That we found time that we were eating. They said, and no photos.
Off the table?
They didn't want her because she was bigger.
They didn't want her to be tempted?
It's true. Not tempted. They didn't want pictures of her with the food in front of her. And they were going to make it. You know, that's exactly the truth. Their handler came by and said that.
Oh, my God, how weird.
But so we're talking to him. Lex is on my left. She's sitting right next to me on my right. I'm in the middle of Lex and her. And she... Just, you know, I said, what is that smell? And I said, something smells good. And she said, oh, it's my perfume. I make my own perfume. And I'll be honest, it didn't smell all that good. But then at some point, she started running her hand up my thigh and towards my crotch. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I said, Lex, look at this. And I looked down because she was pretty out of it. She was out of it.
Oh, God.
And I said, look at this. And I said, this would have been really cool about 20 years ago. She just kept doing it.
She probably didn't even, even pick up on.
But if she would have said, hey.
Subtlety.
If I was single, if she would have said, hey, come to my house tonight or something like that, I'd have done it. I'd have done it just for scoreboard.
Yeah.
What? What?
I don't think women would. Well, okay, I don't want to speak for all women. This woman.
How cool would it be to go? Listen, I already name drop enough as it is. But how cool would it be to go? Every time I hear, at least in my own mind, I go, yeah, I banged her.
Here's the thing.
She blew me.
You know, I'm a huge Cary Grant fan.
Yeah. Right? He'd had no interest in you because he was gay.
He wasn't gay.
Cary Grant was so gay.
He was not. Look it up. He wasn't gay.
He married Diane Cannon and beat her up.
Yeah, he was a wife beater, but he wasn't gay.
No, he's gay.
No, he wasn't.
Cary Grant.
He was not gay.
Hold on. Let me Google this right now.
You do it.
Hold on. Hold on a second here. Was Cary Grant gay? Let's see what it says. Okay, let's see here.
I'm sure it's going to be accurate.
Hold on. I got to Google this.
Yeah.
Just entertain people while
okay.
I look at
da, 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 da. Here's this. This is me juggling. Da, 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 da.
Okay, hold on. Cary Grant gay. It was Cary Grant gay, not is, right?
Yeah, he's dead.
Was, how do you spell it? C-A-
C-A-R-Y.
R, one R?
Just one.
C-A-R-Y Grant. It says left-handed. Oh, that's the same. That's the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Gay. Okay, was Cary Grant gay? Let's see here. Cary Grant
was not.
English-born actor, mm-hmm. Boyish, gay, and oddly mysterious. Date of death, he almost died on my birthday.
Really?
November 29th.
Oh, my goodness.
Cary Grant's daughter addresses the rumor. I don't believe what a daughter says. Why was Cary Grant ever married?
Yes.
Anyway, I'm going to look this up. I'm going to have an answer today. I don't have time for this.
Okay.
I don't have time for this. We're busy doing a show.
I'm sorry, but the gays can't have all the good-looking ones. I'm sorry.
Okay, so back to you.
If I had had the opportunity, he would have been really old, and I would not have done that. As much as I...
Well, you're a better person than me. You don't, you know, because all your girlfriends would have went, oh, God, my buddies would have high-fived me. Yeah, good job, buddy. You know, one of those.
I mean,
just when I tell everybody don't kiss and tell, I would tell on that because it's scoreboard.
So now you're really a nobody. Like a
I don't
hypocrite.
Care about that. No, you're just, you know, you're not a star.
Thanks.
Oh, God. Okay, let's see here. Where else are we at? Oh, one other thing I wanted to ask you about. I've been watching these, I don't know what that hum is in the background.
I think that building over at Amazon is on fire. I'm not being funny either. Look at that.
Yeah, there's something going on over there.
Yeah.
There's something.
That's definitely smoke.
Yeah, there's something going on over there behind our building there. Watching the game today, there's always some really dumb commercials. And this one commercial where the couple is parasailing.
Yeah.
And the guy has his app out. And he goes, oh, I forgot to lock my
Buick.
Yeah, Buick.
Nobody'd ever say that.
No one would ever say that. They would say car. Stupid. Unless this guy's got 50 cars.
Right.
You know, the Porsche's fine. It's locked. Hold on. I'm looking at my app. You know.
My fleet of cars.
Yes.
Which is a dream of mine, by the way.
Yeah, but if you are, by the way, if you are parasailing in Mexico, chances are you don't have 50 cars. That
chances
was your
are,
vacation.
Chances are you don't drive a Buick. Okay.
God, there's just a bunch of dumb shows on right now. Yeah. Bunch of dumb commercials. It is time now for Dear Dumbs. If you would like to get us a Dear Dumbs entry, we will answer your questions, which, by the way, and if they're really good ones, sometimes they end up in our article. We have an article that we write.
That's right, we do.
It's a monthly article in Jacksonville, Florida, at the Folio Weekly.
Yes.
You keep looking over there. So are we on fire?
It's still going. I don't.
Okay.
It's
weird. Pay attention to the show.
Okay. Oh, look back at, over look here. At,
look
back
at,
over here.
Look, bring your eyes
focus,
over here.
Focus.
Okay.
Focus.
So the...
It's weird.
I don't even know what we're talking about now.
You're talking about our Dear Dumbs article.
Oh, yeah. Article. Yeah, we have an article there, and if it's good enough, we would put it in the next one, the next article. So look at the Folio Weekly. I think we've had three articles in there. Anyway, Dear Dumbs, this is the one I'm not sure if it's from a gay guy or if it's somebody who's trying to pull our leg because it gets a little more ridiculous as it goes on. Okay?
Okay.
So you could, first of all, we'll make a decision and then would you quit looking at the damn thing?
Seriously. My eyes have to land somewhere.
No, well, look at me. Okay? You're a handsome husband.
You're on fire.
Look at that. I'm a smoke show. Okay, Dear Dumbs, I've been dating a guy for a few months now. I'm a bit of a late bloomer, and this is my first serious relationship. We are extremely compatible. I feel that he's my soulmate. I've never felt this way about anyone before. So far, so good, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's only two problems. Not one, but two problems. And I think they're connected. We took it slow when it came to intimacy because he's religious, but when I came down to it, I discovered that he's a bit short where it counts.
Oh.
Okay, extremely short. And he's wet my bed 3 times.
Okay.
We've been silent about the size situation, And when he stays over, he wets my bed. He profusely apologizes and cries, and then rushes home and never offers to replace my sheets.
Please.
I love him, but I don't know exactly how to rectify these issues. I guess I should have an adult conversation, but I don't know how to bring it up without making him uncomfortable or hurting him. What can I do? I'm not even going to say the name, just because. Okay. First of all, do you think this is real? Could be.
Is it a masculine or feminine name?
It's a feminine. No, it's a masculine name.
Okay.
It's a gay. It's a guy.
So you're assuming, yeah,
Well, he said boyfriend, and it's from a guy.
Okay. The bedwetting part. I mean, no adult.
Good timing with it. Boom, bim. Boom, ding. Yeah, well, you know what? I have heard Sarah has talked many times about her ex-boyfriend who used to wet the bed a lot.
An adult?
At first she thought it was from drinking too much and mm-hmm. then just not getting up. Yeah. And there are times that he'd be peeing in the corner of the room and it wasn't
like
even...
a cat?
Yeah. I always said, put his nose in it, hit it, you know, hit him with a... just rub his nose in it and hit him with a paper.
How weird.
Okay, so all I could say...
I can't get over the peeing in the corner.
She didn't. This isn't the phone.
I know. Just can't get past that one. Like, what did she continue to date him after he peed in the
yes,
corner?
Yes, he did. Yes, she did. She really liked the guy a lot.
I would have been out of there. He would have been never ever okay. seen that person again.
All right. So here is my issue with this email from this guy. Okay. The short thing, if that's going to be an issue, I think you'll end up cheating on him.
Well, if it's a gay couple, they can just switch who's the catcher, who's the batter, or whatever. Pitcher and catcher, batter.
You'd make a great gay person.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. Like to see that, actually.
Okay. you know what I'm saying? I mean, there's ways around dealing with length issues.
I see what you're saying, yeah. Yes.
Right?
I guess there are ways around that, but... Yeah, okay, you can probably get over that part. But the peeing is a whole different thing. I mean, if you love somebody, you don't just love them for the wiener, you know?
Right.
It's we learned that last week with the Andes.
So, well, there's peeing and then there's sex, you know? Just because, I mean, the pee comes out of the wiener.
Well, thank you.
You know, I'm saying there's two different...
You know what?
Thanks.
Can we back up just a minute before we get back to the pee out of the wiener thing? It was maybe, not that many years ago, maybe 10 years ago that I learned that I thought women peed out of their hole.
Yeah.
They don't.
I didn't realize we had two different holes either.
You didn't know where it was coming from?
I figured it was the same hole that you pop babies out of. But if you think about that, it doesn't make any sense. Why, you know, you wouldn't want to do that. You wouldn't want to have excrement coming out of an area where there's a person that could potentially be coming out also.
Giving a new name to shithead.
Shithead.
Yes.
Peehead.
Peehead. No, but yeah, okay, so let's get back to the pee out of the wiener.
Yeah.
I know that if I had a girlfriend, that I could only speak for me, if I had a girlfriend who maybe had some physical stuff that I really didn't care for, but you know, I loved her. I was into her and I overlooked that point.
Yeah.
You only get one overlook with me. Two overlooks is not a thing. So, and especially when one of the overlooks is peeing in your bed.
I would
say, what the hell? What are you doing peeing in the bed?
I'm curious if they were what age these people are. I mean, if you're let's be honest. As things get older, I'll say, bladder control is an issue for some people when they get older.
I guess, right? I guess I'm lucky. I have not had to pee the bed.
Well,
I don't even get up in the middle of the night to pee. I'm just, my doctor's always like, God, you know, I guess they think anybody over 50
is dead
because, you know, they're like, oh, you don't have to pee in the middle of the night. Oh, good for you. I mean, it's almost like they give me a sucker on the way out for holding my pee in. It's ridiculous.
The bar's pretty low at this point.
It really is at this point. Hey, high five. You didn't pee the bed.
I feel like these people are not all that old, though. If this is, like,
I don't think so. Especially it's their first real relationship.
Yeah. Or maybe they're both. Actually, maybe they are both gay and.
They just figured it out.
Yeah. And they've already had a life of.
Gaydom. Straightdom.
Women.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I don't know.
I could not overlook the pee. I really couldn't.
No.
Maybe one time
that's pretty offensive.
And if you are sitting there and you're trying to, you never bring it up.
You know what I would do? What about if you really are that invested in the person? What about asking them to wear a adult diaper at night? I don't know.
Nothing says hot like that.
Well, you have sex and then go, okay, put the diaper on.
It's better than take your diaper off than have sex. There's a whole fetish we're overlooking somewhere there.
God. But that's not, what would be wrong with that?
Put the diaper on? I would be so effing humiliated. Okay, we had sex. Be a good boy. Put your diaper on.
It's better than having ruined sheets and
being
lonely. And mattress, too. It's going to ruin your mattress.
And being lonely or something.
Smell?
Yeah, did it offer to buy me new sheets. Should we use this email for the next one? I don't think so.
For the article?
For the article.
I don't think so.
If I knew it was real,
yeah.
Then yes. So if you are, listen, if you think that, we're not believing you because it's a gay thing or something, that's not why.
It's the peeing part.
It's the peeing and the small thing. And it just seemed like a couple of real big things. But like I said, you get with me personally.
Yeah.
You get one overlook.
Yeah.
Two overlooks. It's, when you start making, and I'm going to be serious here. When you start making excuses for the person you're with.
Yeah.
It's a bad road to go down. Oh, they only yell at me when they're drunk. Or they only pee the bed on Thursdays. Or, whatever.
But, if it is a medical issue, a bladder control or something. I would really feel...
I feel sorry
for the person.
Yes, I feel, if this is true, I feel bad for that person. Get it looked at.
Right.
Face the problem.
Yeah.
Then talk to your mate, whoever it is. Say, hey, I'm going through something right now. I'm doing my best to, to get this fixed, to get it looked at.
Yeah.
And I hope we're able to make this work.
Yeah. At least it's not shitting the bed. That would be worse.
Would it?
Oh, God. Yes. Yeah. No?
I guess.
It's both bad, but...
But when you, like you said, when you're getting older, maybe when you're older, you overlook these things. Because you're both going to start decomposing in front of each other's eyes.
That is
in our future.
Right.
And I hope that you are strong.
I'm in for it, bud.
I hope so.
In for the long haul.
Because so am I.
Are you? Because you've seen my mother, right?
Your mom's fine. If you lose it mentally like her, we're going to have an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. That'll be hard for me to cope with.
Yeah.
I would never leave you.
Oh.
Ever. We've had a lot of really good years. I would never ever for that. There's no way. You are, if I had to carry you around, I would do it. So it's true.
That's not a goal of mine.
It's not a goal of mine either. But. As you get older, you have to start facing the facts like that.
But you gotta, if you take care of yourself, maybe.
Have you ever thought about us dying?
Yes. Yeah.
And how does that look in your mind?
It's not fun.
No, I get sad when I
get
think
really
about
sad.
It.
I miss you. I start missing you, even though.
Why am I going first? What I'm the not, fuck's with that?
I didn't say you'd be going first. Hey, I can still miss you. If I'm dead first, I can still miss you.
Oh, nice try. No, because you'll be worm food. There'll be no missing.
I'm going to be cremated, so there's going to be no worms involved.
I know that day is coming, and I know that it's going to be an experience for everybody. Everybody experiences it. But, man, I do not like thinking about that.
No. So let's not.
Somehow peeing the bed seems better.
I would take you peeing the bed over you dying. Okay. Yes.
Because you'd kill me if I peed the bed. You would kill me.
It depends.
Okay, you just looked again. How's it going over there?
It doesn't look quite as bad.
It looks like
there's still some happening.
It doesn't look like it's on fire. Anyway, guys, Today's show's just a tad bit shorter.
That's good.
But we appreciate you being
here. It was an homage to the article.
Yes, it really was. Thank you for listening, our Patreon members. By the way, we want to thank, what is his name here? Hold on. Patreon, Josh Hill. Josh Hill upped his tier level.
Nice.
From a fiver to a tenner. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. And for those of you that would like to visit patreon.com, do so. In fact, if you go to our new website, we have a brand new website, which I think we really need to mention here.
Yeah.
It is gangof2.net. Gangof2.net. On there, there's so many cool things. We have the blog. You could see all of the Dear Dumbs articles. Mm-hmm. They're on there. There's also a little microphone on either your cell or your device or your laptop. There's a little microphone. You go on the website on the bottom of the right-hand page. It's a little icon. If you click on that, you can send us a voice message. It comes right to the show. It sounds fantastic.
Has no one done that yet?
Joe Capone did, and it sounded great.
Oh.
So it sounds fantastic. If you would like to leave us a message, please do so. We'd love to answer some of your questions that you have.
Sure.
Do that. We'd love to do that. And it's really cool. What else is on there? Oh, you could become a Patreon member. You could click on that. Mm-hmm. We have a little store that you could get a couple of Gang of Two shirts if you want. Things like that.
We have shirts.
We got a couple of shirts, I think, up there. Yeah. Have you even been on the website? Tell me the truth.
No, I have not.
God, I love you. All right, Cook, Flat, and Strobel, Surveys and Engineering. Thank you so much for being there.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. We're going to go on the odd numbers now.
Okay.
Jeff and Angie Strumeyer. Thank you, Jeff and Angie.
Awesome.
Love you guys. Panini Pete.
Piccolo Pete.
Who Panini's had some. Panini Pete's had some rough times.
Has he?
Oh, yeah.
With the hurricane?
I was looking at one of his restaurants. And the water was way up. It's in on Mobile Bay.
Oh, God.
And it's way in. It's not inland, but, I mean, it's got a great view. It's fantastic.
But everything's so low there.
The water got way up there. Yeah. Big old alligators swimming around in front. It's nuts.
Wow.
Nuts. Anyway, Panini Pete, our thoughts are with you.
Cook up that gator.
There you go. Sasan and everybody at PrescientSurgical.com. We love you guys.
Yeah,
thank you so much for your support. Not just, the financial support, but also just being there. You're just a good person. We can't wait to finally meet you. TheAmerTaylor.com. We love these guys. 10% totally. Off Gang of Two minus the silicone. What do you think of the door? No, they don't do boobs. They do mermaid suits. They do mermaids, and people love these things.
They should have been down there for the hurricane.
Yeah, they probably should have. So
swim around in all that water in your mermaid suit.
Man, you are.
I think Piccolo Pete needs a mermaid suit.
Yeah, maybe we ought to hook them up. The whole staff gets mermaid suits just in case. Laurie Lowry, she's a distributor of wellness products, Pathways. If you'd like to like her Facebook page, go check her out. She's got some really cool stuff. She's passionate about her product.
What's her site?
Her Facebook is Laree Stroh, Stroh, Lowry, Lowry. Go by and like it, the Facebook page.
We dare you.
Okay. The Autry House, Dennis and Peggy Autry.
Enough said.
They are awesome.
Yeah.
If you're looking for an unbelievably romantic giveaway with some of the cooler people you'll ever meet in your life, get on over there to the Oregon coast.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's beautiful.
It is.
All right, we got to get back. WeBingeTV.com.
Jackson Barbara
from WeBingeTV.com. I didn't watch what I said I was going to watch this weekend. I said I was going to watch those, what are those things called? Documentaries.
Oh.
That they suggested, and you didn't want to watch the octopus one.
Yeah, it sounds so stupid.
Apparently, it's really good.
I mean, I wasted time on Tiger King.
No, this isn't like that.
I know that. I understand it's different, but I...
Prestige Worldwide Web Services. You need some web stuff. You need some hosting. You need a design. Go to prestigeworldwide.com. Prestigeworldwide.com. Good people. Toby and everybody at Rough Cut Decor. Go to roughcutdecor.com. Promo code PODCART. 10% off there. And who else do we got? Oh, Psychic Kami. Psychic Kami. Thank you, Psychic Kami. Hopefully all your things are coming true right now. I think they are with her. Because she bought into that whole you can't vote in mail thing.
Oh, that's so right. I forgot about that.
She got really offended. She got really upset.
Did she?
Seemed like it. Oh. Seemed like she did. So, all right, guys. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate you and have a strong week. And we'll see you hopefully Monday for a live streaming show. You okay?
I can't wait.